DA in the Northwest, we have noted the latest national and provincial audit outcomes for the 2019-20 financial year. We are concerned about the Department of Health, which has been under administration since 2018, which has been listed among the biggest contributors to irregular expenditure in the country. The Department of Community Safety and Transport Management, which is also under administration, has been listed in the top 10 contributors to irregular expenditure nationally as well. Entities such as Northwest Parks Board have been highlighted as having a budget deficit of 59 million. Entities such as the Northwest Corporation Development Corporation, the Golden Leopard Resorts, and the GL Resorts have failed to disclose their financial deficits for more than four successive years. And NTI, as well as the Northwest Star and Attridgeville Bus Services, have failed to submit financial statements. The regression of the Department of Human Settlements to a disclaimer is a call for concern. You'll note that this department has also returned a whooping 100 million to National Treasury due to under expenditure. These are the signs of an ailing province with no revival plan. We'll be requesting Premier Mokgoro to get rid of redundant entities such as NTI, NWDC and Golden Leopard, which have been nothing but a financial burden to the province. The DA will also be requesting the relevant members of the provincial executive through the implementing protocols it has with national government to put the spotlight on consequence management of officials, particularly those at health and community safety. The DA-led Western Cape remains the forerunner of good governance with a 70% clean audit outcome, which demonstrates our commitment to accountability, consequence measures, and optimum administration of public funds.